Hello?
Hello.
Yes, could I speak to Romy Swain?
This is Romy.
Hey there, Romy. We're conducting a survey. Your participation is important to the success of this research and the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. All your answers are confidential. What is your zip code?
Can I ask what this is like for? What organization?
Well, it's for research, to seeing what opinion you would have to go into the community, make some changes. Okay.
Are you
So
like part of the government? What are you part of?
no. It's a private, let's say, an independent research company.
Okay.
Okay. Nothing with the government, nothing like that. It's just to hear your opinion, basically, and see how we could help out the community, fix issues that are going on. Okay.
I'd rather not partake in the survey.
Okay, and the reason why, I mean, it's helpful.
I don't trust it, with all the scam calls nowadays. You never know.
No. It's not a scam. We're not asking for any personal or payment information. It's not a sales call. We're just here to get your opinion on issues facing your community, and it'll just take a few minutes.
How do you know my name?
Well, it's computer. The computer picks out random numbers based on vote ballots.
Oh, okay.
So your zip code would be?
53208.
Okay, thank you. And the year that you were born? Just the year.
2000.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And do you for whom did you vote for in the 2020 general?
Democratic.
Democratic.
Everything's
Okay.
Democratic.
Okay. Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
White. No.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. All right. And next question. Are you registered to vote like many people?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you. As you may know, there will be elections for office like the president in the U.S. Congress this November. How likely are you to vote in the November 2024 elections? Will you definitely vote? Probably
Yes,
vote?
I'll
Yes.
definitely vote.
Definitely vote. Okay. Next question. How do you plan on voting in the upcoming 2024 general elections? Voting in person,
In
early?
person.
In person, okay. Early or before or on the election day?
On the election day.
On the election, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means the black community has no power at all.
I do not understand the question. I mean, it should be the same as anyone else who's voting. You mean like the
Okay.
black community as a whole?
As a whole, correct. When
I feel like it would depend on where it's located, because in Wisconsin, I don't know what the percentage of that community is, but I would say like a five.
a
The same
five.
as everyone else.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local office on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 to 10.
I'd say a seven.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. Now, we'll like you to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, neutral. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you have never heard of that of the people or groups, please indicate so. Okay? First person, Kamala Harris. Very cold, unfavorable, neutral, very warm, and favorable, never heard of.
Like whether I'd want to? I guess I am in favor.
In favor. Okay.
Yeah.
Very warm and favorable.
Sure. Yes.
10. Okay. Okay. Barack Obama?
Sure. Yeah. Same thing.
Okay. Donald Trump?
No. Not at all.
How would you rate from 0 to 10?
0.
Okay. Mark Kelly?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Tim Walz?
Don't know who that is.
Okay. J.D. Vance?
I do not know who that is.
John Shapiro?
Nope.
I'm sorry, Josh Shapiro.
Josh Shapiro? I don't know who that is.
Okay. Joe Biden?
Biden, I'd say the warm. Yeah.
Okay. From 0 to 10? 10 being very warm?
Oh,
and favorable?
Probably like an 8.
Eight. Okay. Okay, next question. What do you think are the most important issues facing the country today? Please select the top 3 issues most important to you. Better transportation system, affordable quality housing, protecting and expanding voting rights, immigration, affordable quality health care, rising cost of living, reducing racism and discrimination, abortion, criminal justice and police reform, climate change and environmental, access to quality education, access to good jobs, public safety, including gun violence, none of the above, or other. Top 3.
Top 3? Oh, I don't even know. Like, probably the rising prices of housing, the education,
okay,
and then the abortion.
Okay. Okay. And rising cost of living, abortion, and education.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Education. What was? It's transportation, affordable housing, expensive voting rights, affordable quality health care, reducing racism and discrimination, criminal justice and police reform, climate change and the environmental, access to quality education. Okay, got it here. Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for presidents were held today, for whom would you vote? Would you vote Republican Donald Trump, Democratic Kamala Harris?
Kamala.
Okay. Is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
Against Donald, yeah.
As of today, Vice President Harris is still not the official nominee for the Democratic Party, but it is assumed she will be during the Democratic National Convention. If Vice President Harris fully secures the nominations as the Democratic candidate for President of the United States, would that make you much more motivated to vote, somewhat more motivated to vote, make no difference, somewhat less motivated to vote, or less motivated to vote?
Make no difference.
Makes no difference. Next question. Compared to last month, are you feeling, are your feelings about the Democratic Party much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, make no difference, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
Like my opinion towards the people? Just repeat that first part.
Compared to last month, are your feelings about the Democratic Party much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, make no difference, somewhat less favorable, or
makes no difference.
Makes no difference, okay.
Yeah.
Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of the people, like you, by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
Little.
Little, okay. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you, by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
Some.
Okay.
Excuse me, sir. Do you work here?
You need some help?
Yeah, I'm just looking for a tape.
What kind of tape?
Tape to tape these together.
Duct tape?
No, more like a, I don't know, like a...
Electrical tape?
Electrical tape, I think.
Got me up in like 11 or 12-ish, something like that, in electrical. In
thank
the middle
you.
Of the floor.
Thank you.
Come on.
All right, sorry about that.
No, I appreciate you. Now, next question. For each of the following traits, I would like you to let me know if you think it really describes Vice President Harris. Somewhat describes her, only describes a bit, or really does not describe her.
Okay.
First question. Is a strong black woman that really describes her, somewhat describes her, describes her a bit.
Doesn't really describe her to me.
Okay, would that be really does not, okay, got it right. Okay.
Yeah.
President represents the AAPI community.
AAPI, what is that?
Could say if you don't know, that's also an
okay.
Answer. Okay.
Sure.
All right. Restricts rights to the trans and LGBTQ community.
I don't know. I haven't heard anything about that.
All right. Okay. Governs with an iron fist.
I don't know.
It prepared to be president.
Little or less. I forget what the option was.
Somewhat describes a bit.
Describes a bit.
Okay.
Sure.
It's tough on crime. Really describes, somewhat describes
is
a bit.
Tough on what?
Tough on crime.
Tough on crime?
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Yep. I don't know.
Okay. Fights for all of us.
Somewhat describes, or a bit.
Describes a bit or somewhat describes? Which one?
Somewhat describes.
Somewhat describes. Okay, last one. Is someone young girls can look up to?
Yes, describes a lot.
Describes a lot. All right. Now, I would like you to tell me more about Vice President Kamala Harris. For each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it makes you much more favorable, of Vice President Harris, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, somewhat less favorable, or no difference? First question, Kamala forced her career defending victims of exploitation, whether it is sex trafficking or revenge porn. She was one of the first to bring attention to and provide legal protections for these victims.
Somewhat
much,
more.
Much more favorable?
Somewhat more.
Okay. Kamala is a proud alumnus of Howard University, the historical black university where she became a member, Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Inc., and remains active, engaged in advancing their mission of uplifting black communities.
Somewhat more.
Okay. Kamala was the first attorney general in the country to require a statewide policy agency to wear body cameras and implicit bias training program for police officers.
Yeah, somewhat more.
Okay. In 2004, as district attorney, Kamala was one of the first elected officials anywhere in the U.S. to marry same-sex couples.
Oh, I know that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Kamala is daringly referred as Mamola by her niece and two stepchildren for loving and supportive presence she has been in their lives.
No difference.
Okay.
In the middle, I don't know.
Okay. Kamala started a program called Back on Track as district attorney that gave first-time drug offenders the chance to earn a high school diploma and find employment.
Somewhat more.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Next question. Somewhat more favorable? Was that, or much more favorable?
Somewhat more.
Okay. All right. And again, please rate your level on motivation for voting in this year's
election.
Could
you give me one minute?
Yeah.
Sorry, give me a minute. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking for some tape. I found this stuff, but I need something that's like more, something that's like can be painted on. I don't have anything, or like a painter's tape.
All that's going to be over in the paint department.
Okay.
You go to aisle 8, go over, go right to the paint desk, and if there's anything there that's usable, he'll help you out.
Okay. All right.
Good.
All right, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. And again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local office on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 to 10.
An 8.
Okay. Once again, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that are more important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means 5. Okay.
Yeah, 5.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but in the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party, undecided, would vote for other political office, but not president, would not vote at all in the upcoming election. Which would be your
Democratic.
Okay. All right. Is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
Again?
For Kamala Harris against Donald Trump?
Yes.
Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of the people like you?
No.
By a lot, some, little, or not at all?
Little.
Okay. All right. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of the people like you? By a lot, some, little, or not at all?
A little.
Okay. Which of the following would you say are your main sources for news? Select all three. Network news, ABC, CBS, NBC, ABC, CNN, MSNBC, local radio, family and friends, TikTok, Snapchat, Fox News, local TV news, Instagram, Twitter, local newspaper, Facebook, national newspaper, other, none of the above. Which three would you say you
family,
for?
Friends, mm-hmm. CNN, Fox.
Okay. Thank you. Are you in a group chat for text communication with others? If so, how often has the presidential election come up recently in these group chats? Very often, somewhat often, a bit more often, not often at all. I do not use group chats.
Very often.
Very often. Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a independent, Republican, or Democrat?
Democratic.
Okay. As you consider... Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Give me 1 second. Yeah, I'm looking for some tape that you can, like, paint over.
Like painter's tape?
Yeah.
Or, yeah. Painter's tape.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Not a strong.
Okay. Now, last question here. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
The high school? I haven't finished college yet.
Okay. High school graduate?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with
unmarried.
A partner?
Unmarried.
Okay. Are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age
of
18?
No.
Okay. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine?
$40,000.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. This concludes the survey. And I really appreciate you being patient.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you. You too.
Welcome.
Bye. Bye.